Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Church Lady Now. Today's teaching, Breaking Up Fallow Ground. I am Brother Grant, and I welcome you to Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our goal is to help you to live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help you learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. And as I said, I'm Brother Grant. We broadcast every Wednesday afternoon right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 Pacific Time. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This is our 13th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He has a divine function, and he works in harmony with the God the Father and God the Son. Today, the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Christ in and through us. Our subject, as I said, is breaking up fallow ground. And before we teach on fallow ground, for you that like numbers and rely upon numbers, here's some things to consider. The Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible a number of times. And when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about including all of his names, symbols, and titles, which include the following: Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, Authority, Anointing, Cloud, Convictor, Creator, Dove, Finger of God, Fire, Guide, Hand, Intercessor, Joy, Judge, Liberty, Producer of Fruit, Prophecy, Power, Rain, Seed, Sanctifier, Wind, Resurrection, Teacher, Third Person, Wisdom, and Water. Now, according to the internet, he is mentioned in the King James Version of the Bible 388 times. In the New International Version of the Bible, 386 times. In the American Standard Version of the Bible, 381 times. And in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, 394 times. So you can see that there is some consistency in most versions of the Bible. He has mentioned a low of 381 times and a high of 394 times. And this is throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. So the Holy Spirit was getting around. Now, I want to give you a brief overview of our story. So listeners, please do not let the name of our ministry fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is the majority of the people we minister to are men. Artis Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless for many years. The name Church Lady was given to Pastor Artis by the homeless people she ministers to. They could not remember her name, so they started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. We are called to present the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our church lady is one of the Northwest's leading practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. Church lady teaches on a number of Bible topics, and she focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive. And we serve the less fortunate. The ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission. The Spirit of the Lord is called upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to the captives and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. Minister Artist Oliver, also the church lady, earned a master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington, and she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. The good news of salvation is the ministry mantle, and we currently have ministry happenings. If you want to become, and we would like for you to become, a minister partner of Church Lady Ministries, you can partner with us to help us serve the less fortunate. And for just $9.99 a month, you could help us to teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate in homeless missions and shelters. To become a missionary minister partner, call us to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we will send you our ministry partner package. So now, let us join Church Lady today for today's teaching. Our program, as we said, is titled Breaking Up Fallow Ground. This evening, we're going to talk about revival, self-examination, and sowing seed. So that is seed sowing. Now, let's join Church Lady for today's teaching. So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing today?
I'm just wonderful.
I'm glad to hear that. How's the weather down there in L.A.?
Well, it is a little warm today. We're
almost
at air conditioner weather.
Why don't you send some of that this way? Today, when I checked the weather report, it was 55, and so the sunshine and the warm weather has left us here for a minute.
Okay, so let's get on with our teaching.
Okay, well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life, and for you to have the ability to bless others. I pray that all is well with you and yours today, and as always, I thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. Brother Grant has already shared with you that the title of today's teaching is Breaking Up Fallow Ground. Before we get into the teaching, I want to give you the backstory. The backstory is that there was a man of God. His name was Hosea, and he was charged with dealing with the idol worship or the sin of God's people. What had they done? The Jews were farmers, therefore the scriptures refer to occupations and things that the people are familiar with. Israel, that is the Jewish people, were fruitful. Her prosperity led her away from God. She abandoned God. She served calf images as her God. Hosea, the man of God, the prophet, addressed the nation of Israel. He addressed God's people because of their idolatry. This is what they did. They plowed iniquity. Therefore, they reaped iniquity. They ate the fruit of lies. They trusted their own way. So there were consequences. And the consequences that Isaiah told them they would experience included turmoil among the people, plunder in battle, and mothers being dashed in pieces upon their children because of their wickedness. What is wickedness? In the Old Testament, wickedness is the state of being wicked, a mental disregard for justice, righteousness, truth, honor, virtue, evil in thought and life, depravity, sinfulness, and criminality. We also know that as sin. Our online Bible dictionary tells us that wickedness, disregard for justice, disregard for truth, evil thought, is the same as sin. So the Jewish people engaged in sin. Now, the good news is that the prophet also told the people how to recover their relationship with God. He said, "Break off all your evil habits, repent of your sin, stop doing evil, and then the good seed of the word will have room to grow and bear fruit. To sow, according to the Strong's Bible Dictionary, is zara in the Hebrew language, which means to scatter seed, to plant seed in order to increase. Now, the verb zara appears 55 times in the Old Testament for the sowing of grain, as well as the planting and increasing of humans and animals. Such seed as light and gladness are sown for the Lord's saints. From the verb zara is derived the noun zero, spelled just like the number zero, which means seed, whether it is fruit, grain, a male's fluid, or the line of descendants that proceed from an individual, i.e. seed, like the seed of Abraham. The reference indicates that those who plant righteousness shall harvest tender kindness. This means that we must not give sin a place to develop in our life. A fallow heart is an excellent place to cultivate sin. A fallow heart is an excellent place to cultivate sin. We must deal with sin quickly when it is found. God cares about obedience. He looks for us to obey his word and to honor it by our behavior. Beware. Any hardness of heart. Beware of any hardness of heart. Seek remedy for a fallow spiritual life. Believe the Lord will honor and visit those who seek him with their whole heart. We're talking about the remedy for a hardened heart, seeking the Lord with our whole heart. Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 3. Jeremiah the prophet said, "And you shall swear, the Lord lives, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory." What does all that mean? What it means is in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, we repent. We sincerely repent. Now, Jeremiah goes on to say, "For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns." Hosea and Jeremiah both told the people to break up their fallow ground. So what does this mean? This means that we must prepare the ground for planting. However, we must be very careful where we plant to avoid thorns. So here's the good news. True righteousness is obtained by Christ. Today, our primary scriptures come from the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12 in the NIV, and Jeremiah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 in the NIV. Hosea says, "Sow righteousness for yourselves, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers his righteousness on you and me." Amen? Now, Jeremiah says, "If you, Israel, will return, then return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and if in a truthful, just, and righteous way you swear, as surely as the Lord lives, then the nation will invoke blessings by him, and in him they will boast." This is what the Lord says to the people of Judah and to Jerusalem. Break up your unplowed grounds and do not sow among thorns. The Holy Spirit is revealed in this teaching. Hosea teaches us two important lessons about the Holy Spirit. One, we must depend on the presence of the Holy Spirit. Two, negative things can happen when the Holy Spirit is not in our life. Hosea teaches us that there are consequences for being filled with unholy spirits. For example, the spirit of harlotry that causes us to go astray into false ways and worship, compared to the Holy Spirit who draws us into righteous living and worship. Hosea had a wife, and she cheated on him. But Hosea treated his wife like God treats us. He loved his cheating wife the way that God loves us, his sinful people. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul says, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." The love of God is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, we have a hope for a great future, because the Holy Spirit gives us proof of God's love for us. In the book of Jeremiah, the Holy Spirit is fire shut up in his bones. He could not hold back from preaching the word of God. Today, the Holy Spirit carries out the promises of the new covenant. You and I were under the new covenant. The Holy Spirit puts the law of God into our hearts, and he writes it on our hearts. The eternal commands of God have now become internal to us. Allowing us the power by the Holy Spirit to conform to God's laws. Under the law, forgiveness was promised. Under the new covenant, which you and I live under, forgiveness has come. Forgiveness has come with the promise God would remember our sins no more. Beloved, we need a revival. A revival for the saints, the church, and a revival for the unbelievers. Our ground was once tilled, but now it lies in waste and needs to be tilled before it is ready for the word. What does it mean to break up fallow ground? It means to break up our heart and prepare our minds to bring fruit unto God. The Bible compares the mind to ground and the word of God to seed. The fruit is the action from the seed. Did you hear that? The fruit is the action from the seed. The Holy Spirit produces the fruit in us, which results in actions that please God. To break up fallow ground is to bring our thinking to the place where we receive the word of God. Our hearts must be softened to receive the fruit of the word. Thus we have break up fallow ground. The ground is broken up by thinking on God and his word. When we listen to the song by Israel Houlton, "I Am a Friend of God," we are seeing ourselves as God's friend and having feelings of friendship with God. To break up fallow ground, we must look at our heart condition. The Holy Spirit is our helper, and he will help us to break up our fallow ground. He will also help us to examine the condition of our heart. He will let us know if we are walking with God, serving God, or allowing the prince of darkness to have dominion. Beloved, today we must make a decision to examine ourselves. Self-examination occurs when we look at our actions to learn about our true character. Please, do not be offended. We all have come short. As we review our actions, the Holy Spirit will reveal areas where we are falling short. At this point, we must own up to the error and repent. Let's look at an area that some of us fall short. Falls under the title of sin of omission. Let's look at ingratitude. Take a minute to think about all the good things God has done for us. Things he did prior to salvation and after salvation. Do we have a lot to be thankful for? Yes. God has shown us his mercy from the beginning. I remember a few years ago I went in for a mammogram, and the report came back immediately, and it was not good. I had to go in for a biopsy, and I laid on the operating table, and I could literally feel them drilling through my body. I started to pray. The doctor then realized that the medication that they had given me to numb the area, the medication had not kicked in. I remember praying in tongues, and the doctor asked me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Talking to God." Yes, I was on the operating table praying. Now, the good news is they did not find what they thought they saw. Cancer. My doctor was convinced I was in stage 3 or 4. Cancerous illness. That is what she saw on the x-ray. But God, now that I recall what he did for me, I can see where I need to be more grateful in my behavior. That is how I treat my body. You know, right after a crisis, we can be on top of our game. But as time goes by, we get off track. But today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I am eating the right foods and I'm exercising. My goal is to take care of my body so that I can be in health. You see, God was merciful to me. His report was, I am healed, and it is so. I thanked him at the time, but I have not always thanked him in my actions. Hey, I can do better. I will do better. And I am doing better. Amen? It is not what we say, but it is what we do that shows God that we appreciate his mercy. God wants us to love him. When we love someone, we spend time with them. We get to know them, their likes and their dislikes. How much time are we spending with God? I mean, truly spending with God. Well, we get to know him. How much time are we spending reading our Bible? How much time are we spending in prayer? How much time are we spending in getting to know God? You know, going to church on Sunday and Wednesday is not enough. Sorry, I'm just saying. Think about how much time you spend in the Word each week. Based on what you are doing, do you know God? I think if we treated our mates like we treated God, there would be a problem. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, "For God, your God, is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Would you be upset if you learned your mate was giving his or her love, time, and affection to someone else? God said he is a jealous God. The question is, where is your heart when it comes to the things of God? Only you can answer that question. We're talking about sins of omission. Neglect to read the Bible is a sin of omission. Have you gone an hour, a week, a month, a year without reading your Bible? We're not talking about reading to read, you know, skimming pages. We're talking about reading to understand and apply the Word of God to our lives. If we're reading the best-selling novel, we would remember what we read and share it with others. Beloved, we must learn to read the Bible from a place of love and reverence for God. You know what I do sometimes? While I'm lying in bed after I read my Bible, yeah, I read my Bible when I'm in the bed. Sometimes I kiss my Bible and I lay it on my tummy. This is my act of love to God and his Word. The Word of God is our map. Oh, no more sin of omission. No more neglect when it comes to prayer. How many times have you prayed in secret? Participated in family prayer? Attended a prayer meeting? Or arrived at church for pre-service prayer? The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. I know this can be confusing, but it does not mean bow your head with your eyes closed 24 hours a day. He's not referring to nonstop talking, but he's referring to living in an attitude of God consciousness and surrender at all times to God. Every waking minute is lived in an awareness that God is with us. When our thoughts turn to worry, fear, discouragement, and anger, we are to consciously and quickly turn every thought into prayer and every prayer into thanksgiving. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul commands us to stop being anxious and instead, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our request to God. In Philippians 4:6, he taught the believers at Colossae to devote themselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. In Colossians 4:2, Paul exhorted the Ephesians believers to see prayer as a weapon to use in fighting spiritual battles. Ephesians 6:18. Now, as we go through the day, prayer should be our first response to every fearful situation, every anxious thought, and every undesired task that God commands. Our first response to everything should be, in the name of Jesus, I will not be anxious. Thank you, Jesus, that car almost hit me, but it didn't. We're talking about our response to the natural world. A lack of prayer causes us to depend on ourselves instead of depending on God. Unceasing prayer, living in that mindset of continual fellowship with God, puts us in a position where we're dependent on him and we have communion with him. Now, for us Christians, prayer should be like breathing. We do not have to think to breathe because the atmosphere exerts pressure on our lungs and it essentially forces us to breathe. That is why it is more difficult to hold your breath than it is to breathe. Likewise, when we are born into the family of God, we enter into a spiritual atmosphere where God's presence and grace exerts pressure or influences our lives. Prayer is a normal response to that pressure. As believers, we have all entered into the divine atmosphere to breathe the air of prayer. Unfortunately, many of us hold our spiritual breath for long periods of time, thinking brief moments with God are sufficient to allow us to survive. But such restricting of our spiritual intake is caused by sinful desires. The truth is that every believer must be continually in the presence of God, constantly breathing his truth to be fully functional. It is easier for Christians to feel secure by presuming instead of depending on God's grace. Too many of us become satisfied with physical blessings and have little desire for spiritual ones. When programs, methods, and money produce impressive results, there is an inclination to confuse human success with divine blessings. When that happens, passionate longing for God and yearning for his help will be missing. Continual, persistent, insistent prayer is an essential part of Christian living and flows out of humanity and depends on God. According to the Bible, there are three kinds of souls: the carnal, natural, and the spiritual. We need a revival to take us from carnal and natural to spiritual. God is not a natural God. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. That's John 4:24. The carnal man is given milk to drink and unable to eat meat. Among the carnal is envy and contention. The natural man, however, does not understand the things of God, for it is foolishness to him. The spiritual man judges all things, and he himself is judged by no man. Our revival is in our transition to the spiritual man. This is how we separate ourselves from intercourse with the world, by giving up the pollution to our flesh. We must let go of the sins of the outer man, because sin corrupts our soul. The Apostle John said, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other." That's Revelation 3:15. God wants to revive us. He wants us to be like Jeremiah, with fire in our bones. Hallelujah. He wants us to be like Jeremiah, with fire in our bones. We're talking about breaking up the shallow ground. We're talking about breaking up shallow ground. We're talking about the condition of our hearts. What is the condition of your heart? The good news is that Jesus has done it all. He paid the price for us to have right standing with God. So what that means that we need to do now is we need to establish a relationship by spending time with God. How do you do that? Daily reading your Bible. Spending time in prayer. Having a spirit of gratitude for the things that God has done for you and for me. In concluding today, let's invite the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and break up that fallow ground, so that we can have ground that would be prepared for the seed of the word to grow and to mature and to bear fruit. So, Father, as we close out the program today, we invite you to come into our hearts and break up the fallow ground. Father, we want to please you with our lives. Help us to read our Bibles daily, spend time in prayer, and to worship you. Holy Spirit, we submit our ground to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Wow. Time to close our program. I have enjoyed our time together today. Now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Well, wow. That was some teaching today. The back half of this program was just powerful, powerful. So before we say goodbye today, congratulations, church lady.
Thank you so much.
We want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, this year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, the role He plays in our lives today. This is, or was, our 13th teaching in our series, titled Come Holy Spirit. Now, we want you to know you can contact us, and you can do that by either email or social media. We invite you to follow us on social media and to like us. Our social media information is Blog Talk Radio, and the program name is Church Lady Now, and you can follow us. For Blog Talk Radio, you can go into the library, also marked as the archives, and you can look up all of our shows. We have more than 80 shows in our library. So,
Brother
you can
Grant,
tell your
we've got
friend,
a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Well, let's, although we're wrapping up, let's take our caller.
Hi, welcome to Church Lady Now.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Church Lady Now.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Good. Thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now.
I promised that I was going to do this off of Facebook, so I did come in and try to do this between my other prayer time.
That is so awesome. Can you give us your name?
Jeanette Johnson.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you? I just wanted the listeners to know who you were.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is Sister Jeanette, and she's taking time out to join us today for Church Lady Now. This is her first time joining us, and so we wanted to give a big shout-out to her.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, thank
you
so much for joining us for Church Lady Now. Did you enjoy the program today?
Absolutely.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we are so excited that you joined us today, and we hope that you join us again next week. And please tell your friends about us.
Okay, I surely will.
Okay, thank you so much, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
And you can also
Bye-bye.
Share it with your church members. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Brother Grant here, in wrapping up, at Facebook, you can go to Artis Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, inbox our message, like us, and follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So thank you for joining us at Church Lady Now. And please join us next week at 3:30 Pacific Time, and that would be 5:30 West Coast, for our path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives. You can also call in at area code 253-472-6213 for more information. And our goal is to help you to live a life that's successful and a victorious Christian life. So for more information on our church ministry happenings, you can look us up on Facebook, you can email us, or you can call us at area code 253-472-6213. So for next week at 5:30 Pacific Time, it's now Church Lady Now. Again, thank you for joining us today. This is Brother Grant saying have a blessed day.